course, the next question, once an ellipsoidal model is established at the correct size or close to the correct size for the planet, is how do you attach it to the Earth? What's the origin? Now, the semi-major and flattening can be used to completely define an ellipsoid of revolution. That's an ellipsoid revolved around its minor axis, that north-south axis. But you need six additional elements if that ellipsoid is to be used as a geodetic datum. Three to specify its center, three more to indicate its orientation at that center. Now, the Clark 1866 spheroid, which is an ellipsoid, was one of many reference ellipsoids. And its shape was completely defined by a semi-major axis, 6378.2064 kilometers, and a flattening, F, 1 divided by 294.9786982. And it was the reference ellipsoid of the datum known as North American Datum of 1927, or NAD27. Note that the ellipsoid, the Clark 1866 ellipsoid with those values, was the reference, but not the datum itself. For that ellipsoid or that spheroid to become a datum, it had to be attached to the Earth at a point and specifically oriented to the actual surface. And this ellipsoid, which fits North America very well, of course, it doesn't conform to the surface of the Earth perfectly. But an initial point was chosen near the center of this geodetic network, and that was at Meade's Ranch in Kansas, at the latitude and longitude given there. The geoidal height, we'll talk about what that is exactly later, but the geoidal height was presumed to be zero, and it was attached at that point. But those coordinates weren't sufficient. You had to then orient that Clark 1866 ellipsoid around that initial point. And so therefore, an azimuth was established from Meade's Ranch to Waldo, which is a station, and fixed at 75 degrees, 28 minutes, and 09.64 seconds. And the deflection of the vertical was set to zero.